Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I would kill for a hot tea right now.
Any kind of tea?
Cup of tea. No, I like my tea like I like my people. Plain.
Wow.
You know, I don't like getting... No, you go into the... Have you been to the tea aisle? Have you been to the tea section of your grocer?
Of course.
Have you looked at what they offer? It's ridiculous. It really is the... You know, I go back to that old movie, and it's a really old movie now, Moscow on the Hudson.
Sure.
Where he comes over from the former Soviet Union, and he is overwhelmed with our grocery stores and the products that we have.
Doesn't he even fall down to like the fetal position? I'm trying to remember the scene. He goes, coffee, 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 coffee.
He sees so much coffee, whereas in the Soviet Union they just had coffee. It was the same thing with tea.
Earl Grey for you. Just a Earl simple Grey. Earl Grey.
Earl Grey.
See, I'm a Lipton simple guy. Earl Grey. I'm an Orange Pekoe guy. I like the Lipton.
Great tea, great salesman at WAVA.
No,
that was Earl Merton.
That
was WJFK. Mm-hmm. That's it. No, it was not WAVA. It was WJFK. Earl Merton, who I believe is no longer with us.
He has passed. One thing I shall always remember about Earl Merton is that...
Isn't it nice to see your brother do things that you do now? Isn't that... That warms the cockles of my heart when I see Oscar do a nonverbal, a shtick visual that you've been doing. That's just
did
marvelous.
Did he do the X?
That to me is
just... That's fine.
He did the X over his eye.
I remember that...
It's wonderful.
We always would eat lunch at the conference room when we had a decent conference room at WJFK early days. And there was never enough chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And the first chair to be stolen was Earl Merton's. And it was always him coming in and saying, guys, can I have my chair back, guys?
Right. Yeah, because he knew we'd do it. We tortured him.
He was such a good guy.
He was a wonderful human being.
And his son interned for you.
Evil DJs did to wonderful human beings. We tortured them.
Matt Merton was an intern. Good guy, too.
Matt was his son, correct?
And a great guy. And I'm still friends with him on Facebook.
Cool.
And he was an intern for this very show in a previous iteration. Nice fella.
Well, I could talk about old sales guys in radio for 3 hours, but the fact is I hold in my hand something that's not about me and my relationships. Really, ultimately, it is all about you. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes, perfect.
That's wonderful. Just checking. I'm a little nervous there. I'll tell you why in a minute. It's all about you. Thank you.
One time.
The reason this happened is because the DGH rule was firmly in effect.
It was.
And the DGH rule, don't get happy, can also apply when I keep my mouth shut.
Oh.
And you know what I kept my mouth? I was getting ready to say, what a nice picture I have of you guys today.
What
a beautiful connection. Yes, I did. I blew it.
My
It'll be horrible. It's going to be horrible today. Anyway, do you know that Eric Yinger... is having a birthday this Saturday. Yes, sir. The Ying is turning 45. All hail the Yingmeister.
All those nicknames suggested in his letter.
That's delightful. Today is the birthday of the lovely Miss Mandy Withers, which is what happens if you forget to water her. Is that yours?
That's mine.
That is so hacky.
Mandy Withers. That's him. Mandy Withers, if you don't water her. Oh, God. 2015 was the year that J. Michael Harris finally escaped Sacramento, and today is the day that he turns 49. Everything is coming up roses for J. Michael Harris.
Good for
Sounds
him.
Like
Good
a
for
guy
him.
That ought to run a hedge fund, doesn't it? J. Yeah. Michael Harris.
He must be a banker of some sort.
Going over here right now to the J. Michael Harris Index, it looks like the stocks are going to be through the roof today. Yes, J. Michael Harris, yeah. Anyway, Kevin Hultgren turns 41 this Saturday and wants to know what the 40s equivalent of the douchebag 30s would be. I know we've had people call it the something 40s. You know,
There's been a lot of them. My favorite has always been it's too late to go back now 40s.
I like the bigger douchebag 40s.
Really?
The douchebag 30s. The 30s are when you formulate your douchebagdom, and then the 40s are when you're, you know, you really come kind of establish the
reinforce it. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You're more doppel douchebags. Doppel douchebag 40s. That's wonderful. The very needy Kim Burkhart from Mars, Pennsylvania, wants us to wish happy birthday to her husband, George. Had a birthday Feb 4. Daughter Morgan, Feb 17. And mother Cindy, as well as her mother-in-law. But what's going on here? She wants the whole family in one letter? Is that what it is?
A lot of birthdays. A
lot of people going on here.
Kim, greedy Kim. Kim. You know, you just can't, you know, you really, I mean, how about just the father, you know, or the mother or the daughter or something? Then you can give them all the attention. You're trying to, you know what this is called? This is the birthday greeting equivalent, Kim, of what my mother used to call a lazy man's load.
Yes, exactly.
This is the John Pop pushcart of birthday requests, where you're piling them all up so you don't have to think. Let me tell you something. We do this every week on the Mike O'Mara
Show.
Every
week.
It's one of our favorite things to do. We feel very close to our listeners when we do this. And you know what? I don't know. Rob sources it, so I get the impression there's kind of an unlimited amount of material for this, but I don't know. I'm sure that Rob has leaner weeks than on others.
It's
right where you
consistent.
Can probably use the daughter or the mother-in-law maybe one day as opposed to that.
But, it's very you know. Nice, and you know what? It's really a nod of respect to the people in your family to get the
yes.
birthday close to their birthday.
Then
don't
again,
just give them a month.
You edit the birthday, so there are some that do not make it into the formal mailbag segment. So in a way, she's covering her butt.
Can people send in birthday requests early and then you can parse them out?
I always do.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let me get to it again. I'll say Kim Burkhart wants to wish happy birthday to her husband, George, February 4th, daughter Morgan, February 17th, and mother Cindy, as well as her mother-in-law, both on Feb 20. Thank goodness she didn't include her mother-in-law's name. Otherwise, the greeting might have been too long. That's what they call it. So, Kim, you're covered. It's all taken care of. And I guess technically, there's so many birthdays in February. So
you know what?
That's my mistake. That's my mistake.
But you don't want to read ahead. You don't want to read ahead.
No, and you know what? It's a short month.
Well, you know what? You know why I did that? Because I'm in my treble douchebag 50s. Thank you. Keith Howard turns 48 today, and as an owner of two Chihuahuas, he would love a birthday greeting from Frankie.
Oh,
well, let's get out the little teeny tiny slot machine.
I have a peso.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, put a peso in there. Let's see what happens. All right. That's three Chihuahuas, everybody. Woo! Three Chihuahuas on that. That's
big
incredible.
Winner. Big winner.
Hi, boys. How you doing? What
while,
is
Frankie.
Happening?
Yay, hello, Frances.
Yeah. Arriba. Yay, Frankie the Chihuahua. Buenos dias, amigos.
Good
¿Cómo
morning.
Está?
How's Florida treating you?
Yeah.
I love Florida. It's so nice. It's so warm down here. It's a good time. I go poop outside. I don't have to freeze. Like that asshole Manassas, Virginia. Oh, my God. I caramba. What a terrible place to be. I hate it so bad.
How's your brother Beluga?
Beluga is... turn the music down, please.
Oh, I'll kill it. Yeah. Oh, bad words. Sorry.
Beluga, he's... Beluga, he's a dying.
Oh, no. How do you know?
He knows.
Because I'm the one who's doing it.
Oh!
Yeah. I put the poison in his biscuits. I see.
What kind of poison?
I don't like Beluga with his big gray face and his bug eyes and the fact that he go out and poop twice, making Mr. Mike so mad. Mr. Mike so mad. When Beluga pooped twice, Mr. Mike pulled the leash real tight on me. Yeah. So last night I say, okay, you pull the leash tight on me. I go into poop on the floor again. La, 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 la.
But
I
you
go
see,
into
that's
the
not
corner.
What you want to do. You want to be in Mike's good graces because once Beluga is gone, you're dog number one. Top dog, really, literally.
Well, Beluga is dying and so is Mr. Mike.
Oh, no.
See you later. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Moving right along. Little switcheroo there. Yes, technical expertise on this app. Fantastic, everybody. Okay, moving right along. Let me see here. Ian Mason turns 9 this Saturday, and since he's only in the third grade, he doesn't listen to the show. So here is a mysterious happy birthday to a little boy who will never hear it. Go Hawks.
The father was very odd about the whole thing. He said the son doesn't listen, but he wants the greeting.
So you can play it for him in the future, maybe?
I suppose, yes.
That'd be sweet.
That'd be good.
Well, I guess that age, 9, it's kind of difficult. But I want to say, Ian Mason, you're a good boy. Aww. And keep up the great work. And I hope you get to play for the Hawkeyes someday.
Oh, that'd be cool. I like that.
All right. Woo! But watch out for the head injuries. Anyway, dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and various interns, my son recently gave me a few 2016 Golden State Warriors dance team calendars. His fiance, Tara, is Miss April.
Yes, let's have a look, Pony.
Yes, Pony, there you go.
Well, let's actually open to the month of April, Pony.
Well, he wouldn't do that. That's thinking. That's actual thinking.
What he showed you was the universal product code.
There you go. Here's the whole calendar. Here's the whole, give you the back end of it.
Mike, he's great at some things, great, not so great at others.
That's right.
And take forever, Pony. It's just a month.
Here it is.
There we go.
Oh, so I wonder which, let me see. His fiance.
Tara.
Oh, he just said the
name. I've got Amira, Kayla, and Jaquila.
Oh, so Tara is who you're looking for.
I do not see Farrah in there.
Farrah. Why don't you do
Tara? Tara. It's Tara.
Tara.
Is there a Tara listed on the page, Pony?
You can look right there.
That's right.
For some things, we stop the show, and I believe this is one of them. See
warranted.
If there is a Tara, T-A-R-A-H, anywhere.
There we go.
There she is. What month
May,
is she?
May.
Hey, let me tell you something. That's a big mistake, okay?
No, I think
I'm going to say
still
that
April,
Ron Lind.
It?
Oh, wow. Hold on. Can I see again?
Pony might have killed it. Yeah. It's still April.
Yeah. What happened is he showed you the picture of three ladies ignoring the 14-inch square picture of one lady with 48-point font that says Tara. Yeah. That's Miss April.
Can I ask you something seriously? Go to the microphone, Pony. This is a serious question.
Okay, can I see that? Just
put on your
research.
Headphones.
Yeah. Were you malnourished as a child? What, did something cause some sort of brain dysfunction? I'm just curious about that.
All I was told is this morning, hold the calendar up for Mike.
That's right.
All I was told.
No page there, or
the anthem,
Tara's
the Pony.
Who we were looking for.
Tara's anthem.
All right.
Tara's a strong 9.5, 10.5.
Yes,
she's great.
And you know, Mike,
NBA
I would like
champions,
to, I'd like to apologize to Pony for not being specific enough. So that's on me.
Thank
when
you.
When we say, show us the picture of Miss April, and he shows you three ladies that are adjacent to April.
Comfortable around
you told
women.
Me to take my headphones off.
No, he's not comfortable around women, especially really attractive ones. You know?
We should keep him away from the calendar.
Continuing with the letter, as a way of saying thank you for all of the great entertainment, I dropped one in the mail. Well, we just enjoyed it.
Thank
we
you.
Did.
Also, my box wife, Maria, had a birthday yesterday, and she really likes nuts. Oh, dear.
No.
Oh, dear. So I made a purchase from nuts.com using the TMOS code, naturally. I also bought a gas grill, a turkey fryer, some cookware, and a laptop carrying case through your Amazon link. Keep bringing the funny, and don't give Mac any alone time with that calendar.
Yuck.
Ron Lind from Lodi. I love Lodi. Thank you, Ron, and thanks for sending us the calendar.
Thank
That's
you.
A wonderful, wonderful gift. Moving right along. Hey, fellas, a big happy birthday to my son, Alexander John Barris, who turns 5 today. Recently, he's become obsessed with knock-knock jokes. I still love him, and I'm 56 years old. In celebration of his 5th birthday, I would love it if each of you could share your favorite knock-knock joke with him. Okay? You want to go first, Rob?
Yeah, I actually have one that my son told me recently that I very much enjoy. Okay? Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Two.
To who?
To whom?
Oh, that's
thank you. Save the rim shot for me. Oscar, do you have one?
No, I have nothing.
Always.
There you go.
Knock-knock. You know, knock-knock. Who uses knock-knock jokes?
No.
Well, see, I think that might be,
it's telling,
I don't want
isn't
to offend,
it?
But it might have something to do with your immigrant status. But,
you
that
know
was
why?
Really from childhood. And okay. kept
when his family knocked, no one answered.
May I have my
yes,
childhood one and then one that I've enjoyed? I'll
okay.
give you
please.
My knock-knock. This is my childhood. I
all
remember
right.
this from being a kid, always. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Canoe.
Canoe who?
can you come out and play with me? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo who?
What you crying for?
I've got one. I remember
knock,
one now.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Atch.
Atch who?
God bless you.
Ah!
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Oscar.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I'm not
did
doing
I do it wrong.
I know you did it right. I'm just not getting involved.
Okay, go ahead.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
La.
La who?
La Migra.
Nothing.
Jesus, I Nothing. Don't know.
Is that was well, that the police?
No, you guys are so lily white. You have
I'm
no idea what that
I'm give you a
means.
Chance to redeem yourself. Do you happen to have a knock, knock joke?
I sure do. Knock, knock.
Oh, you do? That's
oh
wonderful.
God.
Okay, I'll do it with Pony. Go
All
ahead,
right.
Pony.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Sorry.
Sorry who?
I'm sorry I f***ed up the last bed.
There we go. Nice. Nice. Nice.
That's a big win. That is a redemption joke. That is a redemption joke. That's fantastic. Only his mic was a little louder. Did you hear it okay up there?
We heard it great.
Did you hear it okay up there?
Yes. It's perfect.
All right. That's fantastic. All right. Let me see. Where I got lost
hey,
my
gang.
Place when I started laughing. What is it?
Hey, gang.
Hey, gang. Thank you. Thank you, Rob. It's like Rob's off the stage at my Tony Award winning performance.
What I'm in that little shell shaped thing.
In the little shell. Where they help people with their lines.
Hey,
they still do that?
Hey, gang.
Hey,
the
gang.
Prompter's boss.
That's awesome. Though I'm somewhat hesitant to hear Ponies, well, it was a great one. I'm going to ask him to play along as well. Thanks for bringing the funny we did. Bill Barris, Ripon, California. I've never heard of that place. Ripon, California.
Ripon, it is.
Hey, gang, I just turned a douchebag 37 on Valentine's Day and was hoping that the gingerbread man could give me some relationship advice for this romantic time of year. I really appreciate all you guys do. Your favorite fan from Vermont, Nick Lawrence. Well, let's spin the wheel and see if the gingerbread man can come out. Ginger. Ginger. Ginger!
Hey!
Oh, another winner. We haven't had many losers on the
no.
wheel. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
It's Nick Lawrence!
Nick Lawrence, gingerbread man.
Nick Lawrence, happy birthday! Remember, not my legs!
There you go. That's wonderful.
Do you know any knock-knock jokes, gingerbread man?
Knock-knock!
Who's there?
Hey, Rob!
Hey, what?
Hey, Rob, go f*** yourself!
Lots of editing. Greetings, boys. First, thank you for entertaining us over this last year. Car rides wouldn't be the same without our four-year-old asking what you all are talking about. Second, please wish happy birthday to my husband, John Snook.
Schnook.
Schnook. This is especially important because last night he thought he was dying of a heart attack, but had instead eaten too much lasagna at dinner. Well, I think sometimes the two can go hand in hand.
Depends on the lasagna. Am I right, ladies?
That's right. Yeah. So please wish him a happy birthday before he dies. Thanks, Liz Newman.
Hey, a genuine
hello,
laugh from
Newman.
Lou on that one. She really liked that.
Awesome sauce. Hello to everyone at the show. My dad, Jason Bird, has been a devoted listener of TMOS for about as long as I can remember. Much to his dismay, he turned 45 on Valentine's Day. That said, I am sure that if the DC Metro guy wished him a happy birthday, it might help make this sober occasion slightly more tolerable. Sincerely, Madeline Bird.
Hey, Mike, you know
wife
what? This is a
of Jason Bird.
This is a special slot machine that runs on a fare card.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so drop the fare card in. And sounds like a coin.
Green line. Green line. Green line.
Nice.
Charles. Yeah. Where's the ding? That's that blue line. It always looks very good. Next, Chinatown. Metro. That says the green line doors open on the 3 hours. This is the orange line, being called welcome to the sea. Hope you have a good time. Hello, white people from Vienna.
Thank you. Moving right along.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, if you want to come to D.C., you want to say, have some fun, just ride the metro all day and look at the white people.
Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah.
Where do we go? We're scared, but we're wearing our team colors.
Which is the best stop for the museum?
Exactly. Hey, guys, I just want to take a moment and tell all of you how much your show means to me. This week, I started my third round of chemotherapy for leukemia. I'm lucky because I have a milder form than what Robert III had to overcome. I was listening to Tuesday's show on my headphones while I waited to be hooked up to IVs for 4 hours. Oh, that's tough. I was smiling and laughing at the new grief man bit. The other patients looked at me like I was out of my mind, which I probably am. Keep doing what you always do. It will help me and many others get through the next few months with a smile on my face. Gratefully, Dave Stricker. Well, we're the ones that are grateful, Dave Stricker, and God bless you and your fight, and kick its ass, because we hate cancer and we want you to win. Win big. That's awesome. And I'm glad to get a letter like that more than any other. Moving right along. Hi, friends. My wife Kylie and I are really big fans of the show. We have the bonus package, shop through the Amazon portal, and we could get Oscar's snowblower back if we only knew who boosted it. Our 19th wedding anniversary was the day after Valentine's Day, and I'm hoping for the slot machine to turn up correctly so we can get some advice for the next 19 years of marriage from the wisest man we can think of, Pope Francis Underwood. We love you. Stay funny, my friends, and come back to Reno. We miss you. Your pal, Patrick McQuillan, Reno, Nevada. All right. See what happens. Blank. Blank.
Oh.
Blank. Oh.
Such a sweet letter.
Occasionally we have to have a loser.
Oh,
I just, you know, that's the only reason. Not that I didn't want to do it, but I really didn't want to do it. Can I be honest with you? My Underwood is a comedy routine written for me by Messrs. By the wonderful comedy team of Bloom and Spiewak.
Bloomwack.
So for the future, if I'm going to have a letter like this, if Bloom and Spiewak want to take pen to paper, and now I've written my own Underwoods, but
yes.
I like to read the new ones, because then when I deliver the Underwood lines, I'm being entertained as well, because it's a surprise to me. So I would like to say, Patrick McQuillan, a sincere apology from me, but perhaps some other time we can have Pope Francis, you know. Underwood.
I believe the show comes back in March, so
yes.
I know we will book the president at that time.
Mm. Exactly.
Well, if you can keep the letter, then we can come back to it.
We won't keep the letter, but we'll have him in.
The last letter is a message in two parts. Part one, guys, I ran the Austin Half Marathon today. I was listening to the latest show while in the corral and laughing so hard, my friends asked if I was having a nervous breakdown. That's funny. I said, no, it's the Mike O'Mara show, and continued to giggle. I got 3 miles in before I had to turn the show off. Laughing and running really don't mix. I don't think I've tried to exercise and laugh, and it's very difficult. Matter of fact, I can't laugh and run up the stairs. Anyways, thanks for bringing
I can't even run up the stairs.
Thank you. Anyways, thanks for bringing the funny, Leah. Oh, we have a Leah that works with the Michael
Sweet. Miller show. We do. It's support.
Part two, fellas. My lovely little bride just sent you a message about... Can I mention something about lovely Leah?
Yeah,
I rarely correspond with our partner, Leah,
yeah.
who does some of our business work for the Mike O'Mara Show, but it was a lovely exchange when I believe I passed along a person that had supported one of our advertisers, Trunk Club.
Yeah.
Sweet. And the email I received from Leah said, is this a listener or was this a guest on the show?
Aww.
Just want to say hi. That's all I said. It's a listener. Very nice way. Thank you. That's right. We give all of our guests on the show big trunks of clothing. That's what we do.
Well, we don't want them looking like slobs.
Nah, we want them to be well-dressed when they leave our studio. Part two, fellas, my lovely little bride just sent you a message about running the Austin Half Marathon. Yeah, I just read it. I was there to watch her cross the finish line, and I could not have been more proud. What she forgot to mention was that she was listening to Friday's show when Mike was discussing the finer points of flatulence. Oh, that's like when I was walking the dog?
Yes, exactly.
You see, she sometimes has monumental, historical, and window-rattling farts. So the multiple punch farts that Mike's neighbor likely enjoyed hit close to home. I love it when they say enjoy.
Yes.
I hope that someday Frankie will launch during the halftime show alongside the Blue Angels. I, for one, will salute. Keep bringing the funny, but listening since the Don and Mike days, you all are like family. Even Oscar, Leah's husband.
Yay!
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And now, Rob, start the show. You hump.
Yes. Right.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
From the nation's capital, the McLaughlin Group, an unrehearsed, hastily assembled program presenting inside opinions and forecasts on major issues of the day.
Issue number one, life after death. Some pundits say it doesn't exist. Theologians disagree. Is there an afterlife? Life, Jack Jamon.
I really don't know.
Morton!
Well, it's not my field.
Pat Buchanan!
I'd like to believe, but it's
wrong! There is life after death. The soul does not ascend to heaven, but rather rests in a limbo state that varies depending on the karma of the spirit. Issue number four. Intelligent beings on other planets, yes or no? Pat Buchanan!
I would think so, but
Eleanor Cliff!
Don't know.
Jack Jamon!
Me either.
Morton Town!
Well, no one really knows.
Wrong! There is intelligent life in the 11th galaxy on the planet Neptar, which will conquer Earth in the year 5482, utilizing us for slave labor and the Shalunian salt mines. Issue number five, what did you have for breakfast today, Eleanor?
Some cantaloupe.
Morton Town, USA!
I had poached eggs and toast.
Jack Jamondo!
Bacon and eggs.
Patty Patty Buke Buke.
I'm thinking waffles, maybe
wrong.
A little...
Wrong! You all had Special K with banana. Issue number seven. What is issue 14 going to be? More teeny tiny tabletop.
A little acid rain?
Wrong! Eleanor, gee, I think you're swelling off.
I have no idea.
Wrong! You know quite well. You're just shy. Mondo, Jackalope, G-Man, Mania,
Jack... Well, it might be.
I'm not finished with your name, Jamonical. Jack-O-Lantern, J-G, Jimmy, Jimmy, Jimmy Mayhem.
You're insane, John.
Wrong! I'm perfectly sane. Everyone else, however, is insane and trying to steal my magic bag. St. Patrick of Buchanonomics.
I think I'm gonna leave, John.
Wrong! You can't leave. All the doors are locked from the outside. Next issue.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Hey, Chrissy, hi.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Viper Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, we are online and on the air worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you're here, you do too. Our show today is brought to you by, well, we had them in the mailbag. You heard about them, nuts.com.
Oh, the best.
I urge you to... After you get your nuts.com order that you get with the Mike O'Mara Show, the wonderful little code that we give you, I would really, really love you to go to the grocery store and maybe put them in a little Ziploc bag. Say they're cashews.
Yes.
And then take the cashews in and hold that little Ziploc bag in the middle of your grocery store up to the grocery store cashews that you see. And there, you know, use one of those clear things. Don't use the can. And you can just put it up there and see how giganormous the nuts.com cashews are compared, because nuts.com is so much better. Everyone goes nuts for nuts, and the world's best nuts come from nuts.com. It is the best way to have nutritious, delicious, healthy nuts and so much more delivered straight to your door. Since 1929, this is a family-owned business. They have prided themselves on giving you the best nuts, and it's a great website too. It's easy to use, it's fun to browse, and they have everything. They ship fast. The stuff is the yummiest. Organic, gluten-free, with or without salt, sugar-free, anything you want, even coffees, teas, gift sets. Nuts.com is it all. Nuts, 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 nuts.com. They're big, they're salty, they're sweet. Whatever kind you like to munch on, let them take care of you and your taste buds. Right now, new customers get to choose 4 free samples from over 50 options when you go to nuts.com and enter that wonderful code TMOS. That, my friends, is a $15 value. That's nuts.com and the code TMOS for 4 free samples with your order. Just go to nuts.com for full details. Nuts.com and TMOS, the perfect hair. So, yes. So here we are, the whole gang.
Yes.
And, great to be with you and all that wonderful, good stuff. And how's everybody? And what's new? And how's
great.
Life? And everything going
fantastic.
Well,
beautiful day.
Stuff.
We got some good weather ahead
finally,
of us here. Yes.
Some sun,
you know,
Mike,
I saw your forecast up there, and I just want to say I'm glad because, quite frankly, this business of me feeling Irish guilt every time I mention what it's going to be like down here, I'm glad that we're slowly beginning the melding of our areas where
yes.
the temperatures will be good up there and they will be good down here. I got out yesterday on what was a 79-degree day and experienced
the splendor of South Florida,
and I was able to go out and play golf, and I played well, and I only had one embarrassing moment.
What's that?
Now listen, I am not pointing fingers because I would not be able to if I tried, but I will tell you this. There are golf balls that I purchase, and there are golf balls that are given to me.
Can
and
you make a sort of just a general ratio? Because as long as I've known
question.
You, and it's been a long time,
yes.
the go-to gift for you has always been golf balls. That is a safe one. How many balls do you purchase versus how many balls do you receive?
I can only tell you that I purchase more than I receive as gifts.
Okay.
I purchase
has
them.
Has it always
he pitches
been that
more
way?
Than he catches.
And I incidentally, that is the only time I have ever embezzled from this company. That was golf balls
All
with
right.
the show logo on them. And you know,
snowblower
I checked
doesn't
it.
Count.
I checked it with my. What do you mean? That sucks. You
yeah.
have
that,
you are such a
you embezzled
dick.
Then too. You actually admitted to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
On there.
You are such a dick.
Yeah.
Well, now Oscar sees it, so I you know, I can't really embezzle
yeah.
anything anymore.
I see that, and then I'm like,
I have to ask permission
that's who it
of,
is.
Of Oscar if I can get golf balls.
Well, if you ask permission.
And Oscar always gives me the same answer, like, well, you feel like you have to. Well, you feel like you have to. Go ahead.
Yeah,
you feel like you really have to do that.
Is
What's
it
the
really
ROI
embezzlement?
On that?
Is it really embezzlement if you
Well, no,
ask?
But the snowblower was embezzlement. The snowblower because I didn't ask anybody about that.
Yeah,
did
when
I?
When you take and you don't
How
ask.
Did it come out? How did I end up fessing up?
She said,
to it?
"Sorry guys, I embezzled a snowblower."
No, I believe
oh, okay.
what it was is
so, see, that really wasn't embezzlement because I told you about it.
And
so.
It was and the way
you
spun
you did it
was did you enjoy how when you got to work today all the pads were
Oh
clear?
Yeah, you didn't tell us until you had bought it, used it,
and
then we saw it. Yeah.
That's right. And then there and then there was no snow for 6,000 years.
And then you gave it
but
away.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, and here's the justification right here. Were there shows that that we did in the old house in Manassas when we had snowstorms? That's the first question. The answer would be...
Well, not
yes.
really. There was
yes.
no snow after you bought the snowblower. We
One,
went for
two,
like-
three, four... Hello?
No, we went. I thought you were going to answer
such
your own
a
question.
Pause there.
No,
what
you,
the F?
You set
the
yourself
answer
up.
Is yes, we had snowstorms, and we had a snowstorm where I snowblowed a path.
One.
The one where
one.
You bought
one.
The snowblower.
There was
one.
More than
one.
There was more than one.
If it was no. two, it's not worth it.
Don't you
one.
Remember
one.
How you bemoaned the fact
yeah.
that all I want to do is use my snowblower, but we've gone 3 years without any snow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one time that you actually did have
one
a,
time.
The second
one time.
The second time you had a better a bigger storm, I was house sitting and I snow blowed your entire place.
Or snow blew.
So I blew your entire place and
snow
your neighbors
blew.
And your neighbors.
That's right.
Am I blue?
Snow blue.
Snow blue.
You know, I don't think it's really great as far as a business is concerned when we make jokes about embezzling.
Yeah.
Well, if
yeah.
it's in the rearview mirror.
No. Statute of limitations. You know, so the snow
Just
blower was
yes.
a legitimate expense to plow to get the pass. If we had a blizzard, I wanted you guys to be able to make it through, and I stand by. And more importantly, have places to park your car because you cannot park on the street. You have to pull off of the street because there's a snow emergency, and that was a legitimate. I stand by it. I will defend it to my dying breath. The golf ball purchase. Has I would bring one in for you right now. I think I've showed you, haven't I?
Yeah, but
with
we
the
all,
Mike O'Mara show logo.
It wasn't a great marketing.
Probably
vehicle.
Not, but that's
yes.
you know that's more marketing discussion than it is legality.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Legality.
Really, so that's,
it wouldn't stand up in any court.
If you added up the snowblower and the miscellaneous things that I have put...
Oh, now they're miscellaneous.
If yeah. If you added up all the things that I have purchased surrounding this show that I haven't gotten compensation for, I think it would be close to a push.
But that's because you choose not to get compensation for them because you don't feel like doing the paperwork.
No, yeah, thanks for giving me credit. I appreciate it. You know, when you make your expenses and don't charge the company, you know, you sing it from the highest mountaintop.
Yes.
When I do it, it's just I didn't want to fill out the paperwork.
Mike, you know, I carried almost $15,000 of debt for a year for this company.
And did we ever, Rob Spiewak, did we ever stop hearing about that?
No, and nor did we stop thanking him.
No, thank you. Profusely. I got not one thank you. Not one.
You never got the muffin basket?
No, I got nothing from you guys.
Oh, my God. By the way,
the
muffin basket.
For all the future co-workers of Oscar Santana, make sure you know one thing. When Oscar Santana works with you, there is no one else that works. There is no one else that invests in the company. And there is no one else that is as smart. If you accept those three facts, then you are G-O-L-D-E-N golden.
Just the facts.
Just the facts.
On that lovely note, we will take a break and come back. You Bolivian hump with more fun and more thrills. I will tell you what happened. And then we might have a little bit of an investigation about this golf ball issue when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
We're going up.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I know Rob Ford.
On this week's Valentine's Day show, relationship expert Angela Stribling. Angela, Gary has a question for you.
I've been married for 23 years, and I'm just wondering, is it too soon for me to start thinking about getting into a sexual relationship with my wife?
I think you need to start working overtime. Good luck. Okay.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the new Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy a t-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
T-shirt.
Thank you, boys. Got a lovely text from Tony, and always great to hear from Tony and Gary.
Oh, yes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? I can tell you this for sure. Your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in only one place is not the way to find quality candidates you need. I mean, if you do it in just one place, you're not going to be able to manage it, and you might get, you might get somebody just walk through the door that can't even hold up a calendar. If you're already short-staffed, you don't have time to deal with dozens of different job sites until now.
April?
Thanks to ZipRecruiter.
Is that the one after
ZipRecruiter.com. You can post to over 100 job sites, and you can do it with a single click. He's got his funny on today, though.
April?
And be instantly matched to the best candidates from over 6 million resumes. I mean, you play the odds. That's going to work out for you. Just one post, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates appear in ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Real ZipRecruiter clients say that ZipRecruiter transforms the recruiting process from painful to easy. Try ZipRecruiter today. It's free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get started. Try it for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. And if you, that doctor, I love getting that feedback.
Yes.
Sometimes with business clients like ZipRecruiter, you don't share it with me. Want to hear that as much as I want to hear the retail clients. I want to hear these business people that are using ZipRecruiter. Let me know your story. I would love to tell our listeners about it. So thank you. All right. Getting back to the, have we finished the E word discussion?
Yes, of course.
You brought it up.
Yeah, you did.
I know. I was asking you. Are we done?
Yeah.
Any other questions? Anything? Anything else?
I don't think so.
I think we set the table.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah, we're good.
So, the golf balls. I was in the garage, and I probably have a couple of the little boxes of a dozen sitting around here and there, probably three. And
36.
I grab one.
Yes.
And I've been losing a few. Been playing pretty poor golf, and so I've been spraying it, and you need golf balls. You need to replenish your supply, and I like good golf balls. It's a luxury that I still enjoy, and they're expensive, and I love it when I get them as gifts because they are expensive. And so when I went to the garage, I discovered I had a brand new box of a dozen Titleist Pro V1s.
That's your brand.
That's my brand, and I was real happy. And, Rob, you'll come into play here, and maybe your memory will serve you a little bit. Because sometimes Rob will funnel me stuff that comes into the P.O. box when people want to send along something like golf balls. And so I'm out there playing with my buddies. And after the first hole, I hit a beautiful shot. It's right in the middle of the fairway. And I pick up the ball after I'm on the green, and I notice that the Titleist of the Titleist logo is like smudged.
Oh, that's odd.
It's like Warren. It's yes, I thought it was odd. My first thought
was that.
Now, did you
know, could that possibly have been before you played it? Could it have been a factory second?
No, because I look at them before I put into play, and I didn't hit like a. If you hit like a tree, or you land on the path on concrete, or so, it might scrape it.
Right.
But it was unusual looking because it was just. I mean, the first hole, brand new golf ball.
Yeah.
First hole I played, and I noticed, and I picked it. I'm like, like that. So I play a couple more holes, and I don't think much about it because I don't know what I'm dealing mm-hmm. with. And then finally, I do hit a shot that goes a little astray, and there was a little, I don't know if it hit like the path, but it had a little cut on it.
Like a scuff.
And I take that ball out of play, and I put another brand new one from that box that I put in my bag.
Rockefeller.
And I put that play another hole. And get to the green, and it's the same thing. I had a brand new golf ball, and you know, I could probably bring one in. And
yeah, you should bring it in.
Yeah, please
see,
do.
See can you grab one?
See yeah. if we could. Yeah, I'll bring it in. I'll bring it in. This will take
we'll
a little bit.
We'll talk amongst ourselves.
Do you ever golf?
Yeah. Well, just once in a while.
Yeah,
people want to do it.
Mike, well, before this is done, he'll bring up the fact that when I was an intern, he gave me a set of wedges. I still have them, but I've never golfed.
Is it traditionally... I guess common practice when you scuff your ball, you get a new ball.
Well, it depends because you know a scuffed
ball. Because
I've
scuffed balls and you just keep playing with it.
Well,
it
depends because a cut will actually cause
the aerodynamics.
It'll change it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what are the odds he just saw a scuff and didn't want a dirty ball?
You know, sometimes he just likes to be BMOC, big man on the court.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think? Now, here's the thing we need to ask him. He said. Oh, well, this ball's gotten scuffed.
Yeah.
I think I better get a new ball.
Yeah.
And if he said that to the foursome, then he's just showing off.
Oh, this guy. And he just throws the other one in the woods?
Or it could be a lucky thing. Maybe he's got a luck thing going. I don't know.
He doesn't have a lot of luck.
Well, no. Maybe it's okay. Bad choice of words. Maybe it's a superstition.
Okay, got
maybe
it,
a superstition.
Oh, there he is.
And maybe he brought, I hope he found a brand new one.
All right, I got lucky. I got an example of one that has not been touched and one that I played with. Now, the thing that you're going to mock me, and this will give you a chance to mock me, when I play golf, you have to mark your balls with the gang that I play with because they're rule people.
Of course.
And, you know, it's a little money game, so you got to make sure you're not cheating. So this is my stellar.
Can I guess?
What's that?
Is it a shamrock?
No.
Oh.
I put an M on it.
Nice.
You ever get mixed up with anyone with
look at
a
that
W?
Look at that preschool Walter. M that I write on there.
I was
going to
say it's
that
nice that Michael's getting involved in the game so early and helping you by marking your
How
balls.
Are you going to cheat between
so,
the four of you?
What I want to point out
so
to
paranoid.
You is there's the no. To be honest with you, Oscar, it's not cheating as much as you get a lot of times when balls are side by side with people playing the same stuff.
Okay, gotcha.
So you want to identify.
Everybody has highline.
It's really
balls.
Identifying your ball. That's more than. But cheating's a factor too.
Yes.
So you guys probably can't see.
No, I can see. It's a title. What is it? A title of seven?
Yeah.
Get it right close. It'll focus on it.
Well, not really. I think
is it that blurry in its print? Or
no, no, no.
It...
Look, you can look at his hands. His hands aren't blurry. The ball is blurry.
Okay, the ball
I
is
think
blurry.
There's probably a depth of focus deal with his camera.
Okay.
I think you have to be like no, make
depth
a foot away.
Of focus.
Oh, but let me make this point. High definition, my Irish balls. Thank you. Okay.
And let's get back to discussing your Irish balls. Yeah. Oh, titleist.
So here it is. So what you can't see is that it's chipped away. It's chipped away. You can't see it. It's impossible to show you. So what I've got is
CSI
I've got another one.
Fort Myers.
I've got another one here that is pristine.
Yeah.
That's pristine. It's brand new.
All right.
And what could I use
it's
to,
Bristol.
To,
how about this,
to
Mike?
Dig at it?
How about this? Can you start by licking your thumb and rubbing the logo?
Oh.
Hold on a second.
And while you do that,
oh my God.
Talk
right.
slowly.
Yeah.
This is like the Thomas Crown Affair.
A little bit.
Like my buddy.
Oh, God.
Okay,
stop
sorry.
It.
All right. I'm gonna lick.
Maddie right just grimaced. Okay. You made her grimace.
All right.
No, it's not coming out with any.
You have to match all the numbers.
To win?
Hold on. Oh, shoot. I dropped it.
Oh forget
no.
it. It's lost
it's
now.
Back in the corner.
Forget about it.
Experiment over. Yeah. I'm not crawling under to get it. I'm not going to do that.
It's not that far.
Pretty soon the ants are going to get
it. I got
to
get down on my
it.
Hands and knees, and I'm not going to go
let
all the way.
You
know where it is. You've been in this studio.
Let me ask you.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, when you're eating and you drop something, do you just leave it there as well?
What's that? No, yeah, probably. It's probably going to stay there for the next 3 years. What do you think of that? Okay, Mr. Man.
Oscar, it depends. If it's a round food. If it's a meatball.
roll, and it might roll away. Then he won't get it. But if he were to drop a pork chop,
okay, yes. with the fingernail and with rubbing on it, it does not appear to. This requires like the kind of contact from a golf club. Okay. A golf club will actually remove it.
Do you have like a screwdriver or an emery board? Because I know you're always doing your nails.
An emery board would be genius.
Yeah, it would be perfect.
But yeah, no, I can't do it.
But here's the deal.
But the long and short of these are fake. These are fake, and that's one of the easiest tells.
Yeah, and you know what? Even the Titleist itself doesn't look quite right. The number shouldn't the number be red?
No, they can be black or red.
Black or red. Okay. But I know this is that for years, my grandfather used to occasionally hit golf balls into his garden across the street. Mm-hmm. You know, just junk like range balls. Yeah. And then we'd plow in his garden. And like 20 years later, they'd turn up and the ball would look like hell, but the logo would still be there.
Nice.
And so, I mean, that stuff is somehow painted and infused on. One clap from a club should not destroy it.
Well, I finally say to a playing partner, my guy that I actually like a lot, and he's a New England guy, so he's kind of cool, and he's a younger guy, and he's just a decent guy, and and he's funny, and I like him, and I tell him, and I said, "Is that what does that look like to you? That is unusual." He said, "Aha, you got effing counterfeits," and and that's one of the New England guys that's kind of like laughing. He's cool about it,
sure.
And I look over to one of the Midwesterners that all pretty much hate me, and I look over, and this guy looks at me and kind of goes. Hey, okay, sorry, I didn't know that, okay? I didn't know that I had the counterfeit ball.
You're rude.
It's just like, yeah, there's O'Mara. There's Dandy McFatass, DJ, Mr. Left Wing himself, that's got the counterfeit golf balls because I was... So the bottom line is, these counterfeit golf balls came from a gift.
Okay, a gift.
Rob, I know that they have been... We had several come through the pipeline.
And I remember sending...
Let me start with our... Yes, go ahead.
I remember sending you a box of gifts probably around December, and I remember because it was
for the holidays.
Yeah, it was like.
Have any of you boys sent me golf balls?
I haven't bought you golf balls in a long time. I usually buy you.
We technically already bought them.
Yeah. What does that
mean? Keeping track at home.
What? Oh, you're talking about the show. Okay, yeah, I appreciate it. Okay, that's legit.
It seems
thought
like
he was going out
no,
of the.
No, no, no.
No, that's funny.
Most of the gifts I've gotten you lately have been for a model of iPhone you don't have. So I've not gotten you any golf balls. I'm hoping that you'll
Oscar
upgrade.
Did. I'll tell you something. I don't remember gifts. Oscar did hit it out of the park. I use Alexa all the time. I truly do. I can't tell you
how much that pleases me.
I'm sorry. I have to admit, Rob. I have to admit it. It's just,
I shall always think of you and Oscar when I see the commercial with
Alec
Baldwin.
But then isn't it turnabout? You never used the gift I got you, which was the valise.
Right.
Or a laptop is really a laptop case, and you haven't used that, right?
Exactly, because I have.
Did
no
any
laptop.
Of the family use it, or was it just thrown
Carrie
away?
Has it on her desk, so the next time she travels with her laptop, she will use it, and she's going
she
to a concert, I think, in a week and a half, so she will use it. Yeah.
Well, at least it gets some use.
So, right
so
to
we
the concert.
Hey, but you know what's great?
We kind of tie because Carla used your the one that you
and
got because
yet,
Carla had the right phone, and Carla used it until it broke.
Oh, it broke. You need to teach that young lady how to respect her property. You know what? Just like a kid, isn't it?
It's a fine item.
Yeah. I love the gift that Oscar got me.
Do you use it?
I do.
Oh, that's cool.
It's cool. It actually elevates my computer, makes a great use of space, and allows me to access any portal without having to move anything.
Man.
So that's cool, too.
Really?
So that's on my desk, and your gift is on Carrie's desk.
And your gift is no longer in the home.
Yeah, but you know what? It was the brand that it purported to be. It was not a counterfeit gift, so... At least there's that.
Who sent the golf balls?
I don't think
that
we'll ever know.
Not,
we'll probably never know that because I've gotten them from multiple sources. And just if anybody's out there, maybe this rings
a
bell.
You don't have a name. Could,
no, I don't. You know, I
it's not like I keep a file of the gifts.
What I do is
who's naughty, who's nice.
When all of Mike's fabulous presents start rolling in late October for the holidays, I stack them under my Mike O'Mara tree, and then I put them in those preformed priority mail boxes.
That's really nice
and
of you.
I and send them to Mike. Yeah. And I remember
if it fits the chips.
Yeah, what's that?
If it fits the chips,
that's right. Send it on along.
And so gets them in October, and that means I get them somewhere in May. We're going to take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. We're going to talk to our man Oscar Santana about how he's progressing with his MIBA.
MIBA.
His MIBA. We'll take a break. Be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. She's kind of hot though. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Getting a lot of use out of the camera today. I want to hold up these cards. You can't probably see them, but maybe you can. I'm not sure.
Oh, it's nice.
This is Patty Stewart. She's a foster parent for the Humane Society of Silicon Valley, and she sent me a Vistaprint card
that she got
with our fabulous Vistaprint deal. I want to thank also Scott Hansen. He's at-home pets, dog walking, and in-house pet sitting. He got a beautiful card
Vistaprint. Love that.
That's terrific. I love that one. We've got the Joe Parsons, drums, vocals, and guitar, live and studio, a professional musician, Joe Parsons. And there is his fabulous Vistaprint card. And then the last but not least, I saved the most interesting one for last. This is called Town Spiritual Services.
Ah.
We can baptize, bless, bury, and marry. Daniel, Oh, no. Oh, no.
Plainview?
You know what? You know what? When you're alone,
you know who
life
it is
making you lonely.
How did you send this to me? I should have.
Daniel Town.
This is Daniel R. Town.
On the show.
Daniel R. Town, Reverend.
Oh, it sounds like he's launched a new business. He's not selling T-shirts anymore.
Dan Town, Reverend. Just for my money, if you're going to go spiritual, the skull. Not exactly the best, but we're talking about Vistaprint, ladies and gentlemen,
wow.
And the great, great deal that is offered. 500 business cards for $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. Great quality, easy to customize, and your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That, my friends, is a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, send it to me. I'd love to put it on the show. And remember, TMOS, when you go to Vistaprint.com, order yours today. You know, it's always somebody, isn't it? It's always somebody
Cow.
That slips
you know
through
what?
The cracks.
Give him credit for continuing to swing. You know
yeah.
what?
Well, hello, he got through.
He got us.
Yeah.
You know?
He got through. You didn't see it. I didn't see it. And there it is.
Daniel
you know?
Town.
Yeah. So, yeah. I want to ask
what
you,
what a
Oscar,
good guy.
I don't know much. I don't remember. What he's a kind of a gadfly.
In a nutshell,
right?
You know? What happened is he wrote to the show, and I made a parallel to his life to the song Downtown by Petula
yes,
Clark.
Yes.
Which was funny. I remember that was very funny.
And then he thought all of a sudden he was a regular. He thought he was like something on the show.
He got too happy.
He got really happy.
Oh, he broke the prime directive.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right.
So that's the deal.
And then he
him.
Tried to launch his own T-shirt business. That's
right.
What he tried to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got people mad at the fan club, right?
And
yeah,
I believe
he started
his own
yes.
version of the fan club,
yeah.
didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And now he's burying people.
Okay. All right, very good.
And that's nice,
so anyway,
too.
The man who is getting his Master's of Business Administration at the University of Maryland at the Smith School at the University of Maryland is our own Oscar Santana.
Yes.
We talk about it periodically, but probably not in great detail, that Oscar is really killing himself getting this MBA because he's working on all the podcasts that he works on and doing a lot of business work for me behind the scenes on this show administratively. And then really going on with this MBA and studying and trying to get good grades with this.
And continuing to co-host Tech 411 with Mike McIntosh.
Absolutely.
Todd's
doing
there
a fantastic
too.
Job.
Well, right.
And so Oscar has, Oscar gets a lot of leeway because we know that this is a tough year for him. And I'm just curious, you were past the halfway point.
Yes.
Of doing your show, your MBA.
When did you start and when is graduation? We discussed graduation briefly yesterday.
I started in January of last year.
Okay.
2015. I graduate on July 23rd of this year.
So you're looking at 19 months and
yes.
you've got about 13
Five.
Months of it done.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're doing great. He's well past halfway.
So what is, of all the things, there's tons of stuff out there about MBAs and, the economy and what you do with it and whether it's worth all the debt that you accrue about that. And, you know, to be honest, I read more positive stories about MBAs than I read negative stories. I think that any education can be labeled as something not worth it. But there was a wonderful article that I read just the other day about the MBA and how this person has noticed that 3 years after getting it, that slowly but surely there are things that she pulls out of it every day. It really is kind of a self-improvement degree. It's something that you really take stuff that you can utilize in business. It's not like going to a vocational school or getting a degree just to get a job. And as a matter of fact, Oscar, they talked about people that run their own businesses and how that's somebody who's perfect for an MBA. It's everything you kind of said about why you wanted to get your MBA and what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
And so at the half, roughly over the halfway mark, I'm curious, you know, what have you pulled out of there that that you think's most valuable? I'm curious about that's not particularly a funny line of questioning.
But we're...
You know,
we're in the, speaking of embezzling, accounting's important, Mike. It actually could make or break your business. So that's thoroughly, I think, job one for anybody that's going through business school.
Well, let me open up our accounting grade.
Different iterations. Here's because you really have. Grade.
That's our second year. Okay, let me see. Third year in existence, fourth, fifth, sixth. There we go. Okay, very good. Those are our accounting
grades.
There
are four or five core courses that have to deal with just accounting and different types of accounting.
All right.
And once you get through that, because you want to throw yourself out a window, especially if you're not comfortable going in, you really start to appreciate the nuances of how a business is
are
run.
Are you still at the throw yourself out the window frustration stage?
I don't have a single accounting course left. I'm done.
So
we've run through them. Supply chain's important as far as supply chain. And what I mean is basically how...
But I know you're talking about the nuts and bolts.
Yes.
But I'm talking about overall a concept, something that, you know, because if you break it down to the nuts and bolts, my brain's going to hurt.
People quit their leaders. That's the most important thing I have learned. And we've had executives from Starbucks corporate come in, executives from Apple come in, executives from local restaurateur groups come in. And
people don't quit their jobs. People quit their leaders.
Yes. So
that's good. Well, then I'm happy because we've had a 6-year run. So
yes,
that would mean that
so,
I'm happy with that. But I can always do better, can't I, Oscar?
Well, all of us can do
better. It's not like no one has quit.
But I don't think of myself. What did you say? What? I missed that. I was thinking about what did you say?
I said it's, you know, it's been a good 6-year run for you, me, and Oscar, but it's not like no one has quit.
Oh my God!
Just to be perfectly honest,
brutally honest.
Exactly.
This is true.
They
come and they go. That is too funny.
Stop in your tracks.
I
have to leader.
I don't fancy myself as a leader, though. I fancy myself as part of a collaborative effort. That's the way I kind of look.
Well,
at
you
things,
are
you
de facto default by default. You are the leader. It is your name on the show.
Yes,
but I agree.
I'd like to lead Comcast into perhaps doing a better job of connecting this show.
I agree with
our dear leader moved
that's
away.
What I'd like to do.
Yeah, did he?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Our dear leader is now in a two other location place.
He left us.
Well, no. President Barack Obama leads the people of, say,
I'm with you
Oregon,
every day, boys.
Yes.
But he lives in Washington, D.C.
That's very true.
So the capital of the Mike O'Mara show is Florida.
It's just like
Maine.
Barack Obama.
He is like Barack
yes,
Obama.
He's in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to win from
he's
this.
He's dispensing policy.
Explain what you say.
Afar.
So people don't quit their jobs, they quit their leaders. That's what you
and
say.
And then some people
right?
would say people don't quit their jobs, they quit their bosses. People don't quit their jobs.
Same thing almost.
Yeah, they quit their managers. That concept is so true, especially these days. And I'm really, for our generation of interns like Lou and Maddie and Rachel and Mac and Rob Ford. Well, maybe not Rob Ford. We've got him.
And certainly not Adrian.
But and Adrian maybe as well. That the generation that's now coming into our business is
millennials.
Is really. They want more than just, hey, stick around, kid. I'll show you the ropes. They want to start learning right away. Mm-hmm. And if you're not a true leader, then you're going to lose them because they'll go somewhere else and they'll find that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So how would you grade from your business experience, what letter grade would you give every aspect of the Mike O'Mara show so far in our six plus years of existence?
I think that we are constantly striving to be better than the best, right?
So I agree with that.
And as far as our operation and for what the time that we really put into it, and I think everybody's putting a little more effort into the framework of this business. I think we're at a solid B, and eventually we'll
get to
an A.
I'll take
it. Are you surprised? I'm surprised at that.
No, we'll get to a solid B.
Because really, we're all invested, right?
Yeah.
And we've all bought in. But more importantly, I think that we're realizing that, you know, this, and it was, it's funny. I look back at when we would have these fights on the air about me leaving this business. Mm-hmm. And if anything, those fights, they opened my eyes up to maybe I should have communicated a little more about what my plans were after graduating. And they certainly weren't to leave. Mm-hmm. And yeah,
well, I mean, you have brought stuff even within your education to the show that I find incredibly valuable. So I think that, you know, we've actually, you know, strengthened that. And I think it's going to get better. And, you know, and Oscar and I have a lot of frank discussions about the fact that, you know, we're, you know, Oscar's got big plans for this show. And the fact is, those plans are probably going to be implemented after he gets this done. Because I said, you know, he kills himself doing this stuff. And there's a lot of stuff that I think is... I'm looking for, I know you've got the student debt. This is all on you.
$120,000.
With the year that we've had, you know, I think we've been very accommodating, and I'm going to expect a tremendous amount out of you when this is done. It's going to be spectacular. I think it's going to be
wonderful. Mike, as long as you stay healthy and you don't take long medical leave, we'll be okay.
You know what? And you know what? That is touche. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll take a break, and I will come back with the news you may not need. It's a good one today, boys.
Oh, boy.
We'll be right back.
Do you love your iPhone?
Hey!
Do you love your iPad? Ooh.
Do you love your Android?
Do you love your Nexus 7?
Did you play Atari?
Seven. Did you program the TRS-80?
Do you love technology?
We all do. And more importantly, do you love entertainment?
Yes. And if you do all those and above, or whatever I'm trying to say, you should listen to Tech 411.
That's right, Tech 411 show with Oscar Santana and
Todd Moore.
Bring it.
More broadcasting. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the show. This segment of the program brought to you by a brand new sponsor. We're so happy to have Omaha Steaks on board with the Mike O'Meara Show. And I'm really, really excited about the fact that they are going to be continuing this wonderful offer with the O'Meara assortment. Omaha Steaks, really phenomenal. Carl and I have been enjoying their steak, their pork chops, their veal, their lamb, and this is a wonderful deal that they are continuing to offer. You're going to love this, and it's a great way to test drive their amazing products. Right now, Omaha Steaks has the perfect package for our listeners. Huge savings and amazing variety. This is a lot of fun, especially if you want to have a barbecue. You got some warm weather coming up in the D.C. area. Try it this weekend. Omaha Steaks is wonderful, and when you use the code TMOS, you're going to get 76% off this exclusive package. You've seen them online. A lot of our listeners are enjoying this package. They did it right before the big game. Get ready for this. They've got filet mignon. They've got beefy top sirloin, savory boneless pork chops. They've got chicken fried steaks, Italian meatballs, award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, tons of stuff. It's a huge value, and it's just $49.99. Get on your computer, go to omahasteaks.com, type in TMOS in the search bar, and it'll pop right up. Just add the O'Meara assortment to your cart. Again, that's omahasteaks.com, and enter TMOS in the search bar to get this great package for $49.99. I'm so happy they're continuing it.
Yes.
Omaha Steaks and the O'Meara package, guaranteed to thrill everybody.
News.
You probably have a container of 100% grated Parmesan cheese in your cupboard.
Yes.
Everybody's purchased this over the years. You see the big tube and they have the grated cheese in there. Well, bad news, people. Apparently, we rarely have a consumer alert for the first story in news you may not
need. Consumer alert.
Apparently, 100% does not mean what we think it does. Oh. A lab tested the most popular brands of Parmesan and found all of them contain at least a little wood pulp.
Oh.
Wood pulp.
I wonder why I always find termites in my Parmesan cheese.
It's called cellulose in the list of ingredients, and it's a safe way to stop the cheese from clumping.
Oh, my God, you hate clumping cheese, don't you?
Well, there's... It's scary to think there's wood in your 100% cheese.
Wood.
The USDA has gone after companies before for selling Parmesan cheese that's not as pure as it says it is, but there's no word on whether this study will make them go after more of these brands. We'll take the wood out of the Parmesan cheese. You know, better yet, buy yourself a block of Parmesan
and grate
it yourself.
Yeah,
all
it's cheaper and it's tastier and it's better.
Yes.
And you know, they also said, I'm sorry, just to throw
go
in,
right ahead.
When they analyzed several brands, they also found a lot of them are throwing in like Swiss and cheddar. It's not even Parmesan cheese that they're selling. It's
I would tolerate the other cheeses before wood pulp.
Yeah, I suppose.
Let's move on to some fluffy celebrity news that you don't care about. Did you know that Kate Winslet is just one trophy short of the coveted EGOT?
Oh, my God, the EGOT.
The EGOT. That's when somebody wins an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. Even more shocking is the fact that the one she's missing isn't the Grammy. In 2000, she won Best Spoken Word Album for Children for Listening to the Storyteller. Man, I would love to do
that. You know,
I
think you that's could, a pun.
That is. That's
category.
Like a that's a Jimmy Carter.
That's like
Grammy.
When we were number one on spoken word on iTunes for our book.
Yeah.
Nobody's there.
I would be so good at that, reading a children's book. So children's book authors, if you'd like to put it on tape, your spoken word, I'm out there. I do it with my own kid. Yeah. I do
Richard
the voices
Scarry,
for Michael.
Call Mike O'Mara.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
She also has a thanks, Rob.
Hey,
appreciate it.
Can someone
she
whip also up a has graphic a... of Mike and lots of kids?
Oh, no. That's going to go. That will go badly.
Oh.
She. Also, my kid got boned this week. They took his teacher's favorite teacher out of the class and
Why?
Moved her into the four-year-olds. I don't know, but
it's
it
all
sucks.
Politics.
Mm-hmm. It really I'm so bummed. I wish they wouldn't do that. Anyway,
she
also has an Oscar for The Reader and an Emmy for the HBO miniseries Mildred Pierce. So all she needs is the Tony, and the pressure is on. She says her 12-year-old son is just obsessed with records. So since she's gotten learned about the EGOT, he's like, Mom, you got to do it. Go to Broadway. Only that's kind of egotistical, isn't it? Well, if she goes to Broadway, she's going to get a Tony?
Is you know that, what? And what she's doing is she's putting it on her kid. The kid doesn't care.
What about nepotism? Mm-hmm. That's the only reason she got half of these things is it's small family in Hollywood. They're just going to give her Tonys all of a sudden? I don't think that works in New York.
But keep
but
in mind.
But it's not really the definition of nepotism. That would be if there was like Sam Winslet who brought her in on
Bernie.
His TV show. Bernie Winslet.
But Mike.
Cy Winslet.
On the other side, remember, this is only one trophy that separates her from the fabulous Rita Moreno.
Rita Moreno. You know the other ones? You've got Audrey Hepburn, Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks. I knew that one, yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Hmm.
And there are 12 people, but the ones they mentioned
I know.
Are Rita
Mark,
Moreno.
Mark Addy.
You are such a queen.
Who's Mark Addy?
Big fat actor used to be on TV.
One day I'll be like him.
No, I'm already like him. I'm currently fat without a television show.
If you do count honorary awards, you can add Barbara Streisand, James Earl Jones, Liza Minnelli, and Harry Belafonte.
Oh, okay, very
the,
nice.
To the list of the EGOT people. There's a reason I call this segment News You May Not Need, and this is the perfect example of this. Dakota Johnson needed a butt double for a close-up scene in 50 Shades of Grey because she has a tattoo on her posterior.
I see.
And apparently she's getting tired of the issue coming up. She says, quote, I went through a phase where I love tattoos and I love the feeling of getting tattooed. Now I always have to cover them for jobs. God, they're annoying. So there it is.
How many does she have?
Not sure. I don't. She also had to digitally add when they made 50 Shades of Grey. They had to digitally add pubes to.
I remember
Dakota's
that.
Body.
I remember that. Yeah.
Somehow
that she should have had tattooed on.
I put the Dakota stories in the News You May Not Need. Just I don't know why.
It's fascinating to me that she's Don Johnson's daughter.
Now that is nepotism.
You know what I mean?
That's nepotism. Mm-hmm.
That's nepotism, right there. A lot of people are interested in true crime shows like Making a Murderer and The Jinx, and now NBC is developing a comedy that spoofs them. It's called The Trail. And John Lithgow is playing a poetry professor who's been accused of murdering his wife.
Oh,
so it sounds like he'll be a little more like Robert Durst than Stephen Avery. And so it sounds like it might be interesting until I read a little further. And set to star on the show also is Sherry Shepherd.
Mm. Oh, no.
Yeah, I said, John Lithgow said, now I'm laughing. It should be fantastic. But then there's Sherry Shepherd. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm not going to throw Sherry Shepherd on the bus. She was in Precious, right? She can act. She knows how to act.
Mike, out of courtesy for the people on the bus, don't throw her under the bus.
You know what? The thing about it is I love the concept. Sherry Shepherd from The View will be one of the lawyers for this guy, and she has facial blindness, meaning she's unable to differentiate people's faces. If the pilot is picked up, it could be on NBC's schedule next season. It sounds like it might have some potential.
You got to do the soup line for me, please, for John Lithgow.
Why settle when you can select?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much. You don't hear people talking about getting crabs much anymore, probably because it's so out of style to have hair down there. There's nowhere for the little fellas to live. But that is not the case. A new study, and we're bringing you some good stuff today.
This is strong, Mike.
A new study found around 1% to 2% of all adults have crabs.
Hi, this is the internet, Steve Mermelstein.
Poor man.
And you know, the research, not just him.
I'm thinking full bush.
That's right. It's everybody.
The researchers say that means about 750,000 people on Tinder have them and are waiting to pass them on to you. There you go. So enjoy. And now a little something from Rob's old stomping grounds, Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, what a great city.
25-year-old Lovely Robinson of Richmond went to a Wendy's.
Nice.
Could stop right there, couldn't I?
What's the first name again?
Lovely. Lovely Robinson. Yes. She went to a Wendy's on Monday night and ordered two spicy chicken sandwiches. It's a lot of food for a young lady.
It is.
But then she changed her order to four 99-cent chicken sandwiches. That's what she wanted. Either way, it's clear she was very, very hungry, but they messed up her order, and she only got two sandwiches instead of four.
Daggers.
And her response is pretty much typical. She attacked the manager.
Wow.
LaTanya Nelson is the manager, and she says that Lovely was the angriest customer she had ever seen. She came across the counter, started throwing punches at LaTanya, then bit her on the leg. I'm not sure if LaTanya's leg was as delicious as a sandwich, but when you're hungry, you're hungry. LaTanya managed to fight her off and call the cops, and Lovely was charged with malicious wounding and damaging property. The silver lining in all of this, though, Wendy's is now introducing their new Baja chicken salad with extra leg meat. Or perhaps Dave's special Leganator. And let's not forget the Asagio Ranch Thigh Club. That's
like a good club.
Leganator's the winner.
Leganator, yeah. Should have put Leganator at the end.
Oh,
yeah,
I love
Comedy
it.
101. Come on, Mike. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Podcasts are great, but with all the podcasts out there, how do you choose? Let me recommend for your listening pleasure, Cake and Cookies. It's hosted by Katie Forbes Von Herman and my dad, Rob Spiewak. I like it because it's family-friendly, and they never use words like f**k, head, bullshit, son of a bitch, and they never say go f**k yourself, because kids don't need that kind of filth in their life. Cake and Cookies, every Wednesday at MikeOMaraShow.com, a part of More Broadcasting.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Club W. One of the great pleasures in life is relaxing with a nice glass of wine. One of the great tragedies in life is when you roll home after a tough day at work and there is no wine.
No!
Well, I want to tell you about Club W. You never have to worry about being wine-free again. Club W, the revolutionary new wine club that Mike O'Mara Show listeners are enjoying. They send wine directly to your door. Not only do they send it to you, they send you the stuff you're going to love because they give you a 6-question palate profile quiz. It's simple. That's what I love about it. It's a simple quiz that lets them know exactly what you love. Club W makes sure every bottle you receive is tailored to your taste. What was that good cab that you got from Club W, Rob?
It was a 1980. I actually had to write it down. Give me one sec. But it was fantastic. It was a 2011 Porter and Plot Cabernet.
You don't have to be a wine expert. Club W knows you'll enjoy every bottle they send. They even offer no-risk guarantees that you'll love it. And by working directly with the vineyards, you get an incredible deal at Club W as well. Right now, Club W offering our listeners 50% off their first order when they go to clubw.com/TMOS. Don't ever come home with a wine-free house again. Just go to clubw.com/TMOS to get 50% off your first order. That's clubw.com/TMOS. And cheers, everybody. Without further ado, let's open up the wonderful audio vault for Thursday, Feb 18, 2016.
If I time things just right, when I come upstairs, I can make Carrie turn off the judge shows and watch what I love as an hour of television, Wheel of Fortune, and then Jeopardy.
You guys have more than one TV?
We do, but I like to sort of hang with the family at night.
That's sweet.
It's called togetherness.
I like being alone.
Yeah, I like when you're alone, too, because it means I'm not there. But I do love watching Jeopardy. Jeopardy's my favorite. Wheel of Fortune is a nice thing to set it up. And what they sometimes do is on the final puzzle. If
are you obnoxious during Jeopardy, just out of curiosity? Do you shout out the answers to show how smart you are?
I do. And sometimes
does that annoy Carrie?
Oh, that's the least of her problems right now.
Okay, just checking. All right, very good.
I will sometimes, I don't know if this is good or bad, I will watch Jeopardy on the phone with my mother, and we will compete against each other.
God.
So, and she's annoying about it, too. She loves calling out answers as well. But Wheel, at the end, they will sometimes tie in the final puzzle to the gift that they get if they solve it.
Yes.
And that's fantastic, unless you're a moron. And last night, it's what happened. I want you to hear this poor husband... And the wife that sounds like she's been dealing with this for a long time.
Gondola ride through Venice!
Yeah!
Let's check your geography knowledge. What country do you think we're sending you to?
Paris.
Oh,
France.
No.
Do we still get it?
We still get it. What are they, couples playing? Are
it was couples last day. But the beautiful thing is, what country? The country of Paris.
The country of
and
Paris.
And then he solves this. Oh, no, I mean France. Of course, where all the gondolas are. So the that gondolas. Poor guy and the wife
Las
just.
Vegas.
And the lady just looks.
I was going to say, you could have said Vegas.
Could have said the Venetian, but the lady just looks and says, do we still get it? Because he's so stupid. But they won. Did you all hear about Kanye West freaking out backstage at Saturday Night Live?
Oh, do you have it?
I
do.
Have it?
Yeah. Did you enhance it enough to
I think
I hope
you'll be able to follow it. Yeah, what's great
like
is they changed his set, not the actual song set, but the set he was performing on, and he just
They took up
out.
The floor because the reflection was causing problems with the TV production.
And
that's
he was very displeased. And once again, he starts comparing himself to the great geniuses of our time. Kanye.
Now, I'm gone. That ad Taylor Swift, fake ass. Y'all ain't gonna do this. We breaking the motherfucking internet. I've been through 6 years of this.
Stop it. I think we got to take it step by step. Okay. Because I want to explain. So he said, who's breaking the MFing internet? In indicating that he's so scary powerful
he
that
That's,
he will break the internet.
Right, what exactly.
God, what a fool.
Get to it,
bro.
I think you're bro, by 50%, Stanley Kruger.
Okay, enough. Okay, Inspector Gadget. Lovely clandestine recording of him. I mean, the bottom line is you do hear what he says. He goes on to, he's ranting at the Saturday Night Live staff about the fact that they messed with his set.
He's 50% more brilliant than Stanley Kubrick. He's 50% more brilliant than Pablo Picasso. And don't mess with him. So once again, and also, is
Such
he broke or not? Does he have money?
He has money.
He has money?
Yeah.
Why does he have like a GoFundMe going?
I think that was a spoof that was put up, if
okay.
I'm not mistaken.
Well, then I'm a rube.
Yes.
Okay, so there you go.
I mean, I could be wrong, but that's the way I read it.
That's like when he misses a Jeopardy answer right there. That's the same body language. You see him just, he literally shrunk back in his chair and he said that. Yeah.
Wouldn't know what that's like. last night there was yet another political event for the election. It was a GOP town hall meeting, which is different than a debate because almost nobody watches a debate, but nobody watches a town hall. That's the differentiation.
Right.
And the one moment I wanted to call your attention to, Ted Cruz almost sang last night during the town hall meeting.
You know, I used to do it when she'd put it on speakerphone in her office and embarrass her, or you know, I'd kind of do, you know, I just called to say I love you. I just called to say I care.
What an ass. Now,
oh, wow.
Because of the Grammys, Jimmy Fallon is in Los Angeles this week. And Mike, you're going to love this because he's in Los Angeles. Guess who helped with the monologue last night?
I have no idea.
Jay Leno.
Oh, God, please.
And you'll be pleased to know with all the time off to refresh, the jokes are still the same.
And Ted Cruz. Oh, you hear about this? Oh, boy. Ted Cruz's campaign.
Why does even his setup piss me off? You hear about this guy? Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
He can't just leave.
He
can't just leave. How about it would have been classy if he just left and he did his car show, which I watch from time to time. That's like, oh, look at
him. He really shouldn't even be doing that, though.
It's his golden years. He's enjoying what he loves, what he was obsessed
with
beforehand. You know,
I will say this. In my estimation, I've said it on this show before, that
I only realized when I started doing this podcast how much I love doing what I do. And so I'm going to give Jay. It's not like he has interests enough where Johnny had so many different hobbies when he retired.
True enough. He went away.
He went away. And Dave's doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. Dave's going away. Doesn't need it. Leno needs it. I don't need it. I'm doing this to feed my family. But the fact is, I still love it, so I can relate to that. But Leno's just creepy about it.
Did you
know
that after Johnny retired, and this was only revealed after he passed, he actually went on a full-blown African safari with Jim Fowler?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just got away, completely got away. And you'd see him, like, at Wimbledon, you know, in the front row. That'd be the only time you would see Johnny Carson. But it's just Leno... You know, I like the fact that he's doing the car show, and Oscar's absolutely right.
That's what he should do.
Show. Yeah. Go away.
All right. Well, anyway, let's hear his joke last night. You'll be pleased to know he's as funny as he ever was.
And Ted Cruz. Oh, here we go. Ted Cruz's campaign pulled one of their TV commercials because the actress in the ad was a porn star. The campaign said they hired the porn star because they thought she could make Ted Cruz easier to swallow. So I don't know.
Gross. Dirty J. Edgy, Dirty J.
And then he went on to say, I don't care. They can't fire me now.
I like Rob's J. Leno.
That might
be my favorite.
All right, you hear about this guy, Ted Cruz? How about this? Oh, here we go. That's your magic money. Have a great Thursday, everybody. You can't find me now.
You might have a new one. You might have one you added to your repertoire. That's pretty good.
That's
you got the pattern right. You
Thank
got the
you
total pattern with it. That's awesome.
Anyway, shut it up, Mike. That's our vault. Well, have a great
there
Thursday,
There we go.
Everybody.
Good. Way to get it. That's it. I like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, thank you.
Set up the joke again. Set up the joke one more time.
All right, you hear about Ted Cruz? Oh, here we go. You got to hear about this. Ted Cruz.
Here we go.
Here comes the That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with our show with a letter or package or some counterfeit golf balls,
send them
to Leesburg, Virginia, P.O. Box 2796, 20177. And that's not the way you are supposed to read an address, kids. To get your message or birthday request into our mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We rely on your word of mouth. Thank you so very, very much for supporting our fine sponsors on the Mike O'Mara Show and going through Amazon at our page. We appreciate all the good stuff, including buying our bonus content. All that stuff is not lost on all of us. And when you support an advertiser, let me know about it because I love sharing it with everybody that works here on the show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye. One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.